Mozzarella di bufala. Creamy, luscious, this is a cheese that is as close to fresh milk as you can get. And it's getting more and more popular in the States. But did you know that all the buffalo mozzarella that we eat here is imported? By the time it gets to our table, it's about 2 weeks old. And that's pretty tragic for a cheese that's at its best when it's newly made, in the first 24 hours. Now, for years, cheesemakers in the United States have tried to produce real bufala, but they never quite have managed. One food writer called it the great white whale of American cheesemaking. It's elusive because that milk really does come from the buffalo, not the bison most Americans imagine when they hear buffalo, but the Asian water buffalo. And in its milk lies the key. Producer Shruthi Pinnanamy has the story.
When I was a kid, I used to see this ad on TV. Buffaloes grazing, village ladies pouring pearly white milk into copper pots. It's the Indian version of the Got Milk ads. India is home to most of the world's water buffalo. As a kid, I drank buffalo milk instead of cow milk. And let me tell you, it's disgusting. Oily and sickly sweet. As much as I hate the milk, though, I couldn't get enough of the stuff it was turned into. Ghee that smelled like warm sugar, or a cool pillowy curd eaten after a spicy meal.
I moved to the U.S. decades ago, and I've been looking for that rich buffalo taste ever since.
The buffalo milk's the fourth milk, really, right?
Rob Kaufelt is the owner of Murray's Cheese in Manhattan, a popular store which now sells gourmet dairy products in several states.
Most of what we sell is cow, sheep, and goat. Every now and then somebody tries to sell camel milk or yak milk or human breast milk or whatever it is that's hot that week. But, of course, that never works. But buffalo milk is obviously the real thing. Nobody's been that successful in making it viable here yet.
I've come here to ask if there's some amazing buffalo milk product that's made in the U.S. It turns out there aren't, because there's just not enough buffalo milk to make them.
You know, water buffaloes are the divas of the dairy world.
Julia Collins, who also works at Murray's Cheese, knows all about these divas. She used to live on a buffalo dairy in Italy.
You know, they don't have sweat glands, so they laze around in the mud all day. If you want to take milk from a water buffalo, she has to be under the right conditions. She has to be nuzzled. When a water buffalo sees a stranger, she might stop giving her milk. That's how sensitive they are.
Also, buffaloes produce way less milk than cows. So they're more work, less profit. A handful of American dairies tried and fizzled out. How could anyone make a good business out of this?
These girls here are much older. You can tell that by their horns.
Steve Smith runs a buffalo dairy in Canyon City, Colorado. His girls are big and chocolatey black with thick, stubby horns.
What a rodeo when we first got started when we brought them in from the range.
Smith bought these buffaloes 5 years ago from a Texas ranch. It was hard work, he says, but now he's milking 100 of them and selling all the milk to a big cheese manufacturer.
Which they want more and more and more, which we want to get up to milking 400.
It's the largest buffalo dairy in the country, and the only one that's doing well. The secret to its success is guys like this.
Brady Shoup, B-R-A-D-Y, S-H-U-P-E.
You see, Shoup is an inmate of the Colorado prison system. The prison runs this dairy, which looks like any old dairy, except it's fenced in with razor wire. Inmates are paid less than regular workers, so Smith can afford to hire a whole lot of them. And he needs them because buffaloes are a lot of work.
Cows are much easier. They drop their milk real easy. These you have to actually milk them out by hand with the pumps.
But how could a regular dairy make it? One that doesn't have prison connections and isn't staffed full of hard workers like Shoup?
My name is Raffaele Mascolo from Caivano, Naples.
Like me, Mascolo grew up in a place with lots of buffalo.
Luisa, Maria, Angelina, Maria Bella, Pia. And believe it or not, when it's time, they call by name and they come to be milked.
Italy has plenty of buffalo milk. So Mascolo, who's a cheese consultant in the U.S., had this idea. Why not just skip the hassle of running a buffalo dairy in America? Why not just get the milk from Italy?
Wow. That's quite an operation.
It's a big operation. It's a very delicate milk, rich. It comes from the region of Campania.
The buffalo milk is evaporated in Italy, frozen, and then shipped to this cheese factory in Secaucus, New Jersey.
So what do we do here? We put water back, filter it, so we regenerate the milk, and this way becomes like a fresh milk.
This fresh milk is cultured in these giant metal tubs. The hunks of curd are then melted with jets of hot water and stretched. I see this sheet of marshmallow-like paste oozing out of the machine. Fresh buffalo mozzarella. It's cooled and shaped into little balls and embalmed in brine.
This is ready to eat.
Moscolo says his cheese will be fresher and cheaper than the fancy imported stuff. It's a multi-million dollar project. His master plan?
Go after all United States.
If it works, it would be the first American-made buffalo product to go mainstream. It could open the door to other products. Of course, we sat down to taste this fresh mozzarella.
Very similar to the product that I remember growing up, because the milk is the same.
I'm Indian, so I didn't grow up eating mozzarella di bufala. But what I really love here is watching Mascolo close his eyes and savor that memory in his mouth of being a boy and eating hunks of silky white bufala. You know, I may not find the buffalo yogurt or buffalo butter of my dreams here, but maybe I can just make do with finding people who share my dreams of buffalo.
Follow, 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 follow the buffalo.
Shruti Pinnanamy is an independent producer in New York City.